My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is having an uphill battle reconnecting with his scammer, Belinda. Will he climb that mountain? Listen and enjoy.
So she goes, why all these questions? You won't answer mine, but you asked me some. That's not fair. I go, I am sorry. What was the question? Like I said, words and thoughts do not come to me like they once did. She goes, where is your wife and why do you want to start talking to me again? Fucking bitch.
Yeah, where's your wife?
She's blowing me as I type this, Yahoo.
She's blowing me like I'm a circus balloon.
She's in the backyard. Under the backyard.
What?
You killed her.
Oh. And that's Pip Helix.
You gotta see me. I'm screwing her right now, and she's yelling and screaming. It's like fucking a fire truck. She's outrageous.
Like fucking a fire truck.
Can't elaborate? I'll stop. I've got a story about that. I'm all ears. So, Joe, where'd the fire truck put its hose? How many men were on you and the truck, Joe?
Oh, that's cute. Joe's trying to pinch hit for Belinda by helping you write porn. Aww.
Joe's a pal.
Yeah.
I go, I never stopped wanting to talk to you. Stop making it sound like I did. I go, wife, gone. So the wife is gone.
Good. Good play.
I'll tell the missus you said so.
No, not that one. The fake wife.
She goes, where is she gone and where is your daughter? I go,
good
it's
question.
A, what?
Good question.
Well, things had to take a turn immediately.
Right. Lisa agrees with you, and she says, under the back deck.
A lot of snow out there, but okay, it was August.
Dick Eldorado got bumped off. Nobody's safe.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Main
Let
characters.
It go, stupid. Yeah.
Main characters can go in this story. The
we're like Game of Thrones, baby.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they don't give a shit. I'm a main character.
This motherfucker's the Red Wedding. Anybody could die.
Yeah, yeah.
The Game of Thrones fans know exactly what I'm talking
about. I'm not a Game of Thrones, but I hear enough of it where you could be a key character. Oh, well, you're dead.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
But we don't care.
It's a very good show.
Too bad.
Anyway, so I go, it's over. She has custody. Custody. I get visitation. I have shared with you. Now you share with me. That's what I said to her.
Oh, Crimson Cat said, tell her they died of breast cancer like they tell the victims. Ooh.
Well, Cat, with all due respect, this is from August 17th of 2013. Where the hell were you when I was typing to her? Miss Crimson Cat come lately?
Or they died in a car accident on the way to church, she says, is another good
look
one.
At Cat, she's got all the morbid shit ready to go. I have horrible stories for the Den Pen.
On the way to church? I mean, how horrible.
On the way to church is the detail that I'd like.
Well, now they're going to see, they were going to see God, now they're going to get there
now
a little sooner.
Yeah, now they're going a little farther.
They got express.
Oh, we got in the express lane. God damn it. Oh. Yep.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that thing before I hit the tree. I apologize. I go, I answered your question. I share with you. Where do you go? Where did you get the pretty dresses? She had a couple different outfits. She goes, I won't tell you anything about me if you don't answer my questions.
A rumpf.
Yeah.
I did. You knew we were getting divorced. She goes, so why don't you look for another woman to be with you where you are and still want to talk and you still want to talk to me? I'll tell you what, he's giving me a talking to. He's had some things that Belinda, quote unquote Belinda, has had some things on Belinda's chest.
Bottled up, yes.
Yeah, Belinda's taking this opportunity to get out. It's like, you know, you finally get divorced and you think you're not gonna see each other anymore, but you bump into each other at a picnic and another thing.
And another thing.
Joe? Look forward to that. Yeah, I mean,
Joe just rolled his eyes knowingly, like, yes, I know.
It certainly does not seem good for your pal.
No, it does not.
I am losing this fight.
Yeah.
Tom, which Rocky was that? I don't know. She goes, so why don't you look for another woman to be here where you are and you still want to talk to me? It's a freaking run-on sentence.
What?
I don't know. She's Canadian. I go, why didn't you look for another man by you? Sometimes you find things on the computer. Sometimes they're terrible things, like a computer virus. Sometimes they're wonderful things, like a person you have a connection with. She goes, I didn't look for a man because I'm not ready to be with anyone. I want to focus on myself.
What?
A liberated woman before she wanted somebody to support her. Enough of that shit. What's the matter, Joe? You look confused.
Focus on herself.
Yeah.
She wanted all the help in the world.
That was a couple months ago, Jeff. Things have changed.
She's actually singing a little tune to herself. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
That's the old man. That's
I thought it was more like, I will survive.
No, that's the old man.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't think that this is the check.
No.
I go, that's good. Are you working on your fashion design?
That should be good.
She goes, do you still write porn?
well, do you?
And then she answers, yes. I go, I have the contract. I need to fulfill it, but they've been extremely patient with me as I try and deal with everything over the past few months. At some point, I will have to again. I'm very happy to hear that. How is that going? I'm happy to hear about her fashion.
Yeah.
She goes, it's okay. I go, are you in school for it or working with somebody to train you? I'm like, this is real.
Yeah.
She goes, working for myself with the little I know. I go, well, probably does not matter much to you, but I believe in you. Where are you in Kasha Living? The kid, where are you in Kasha Living? She goes, we're living in our family house. Do you still do comedy? I think she's trying to assess how much I might have.
Yeah. What are your
And if Joe would answer, what is this still?
I know. What are your possible assets?
What's your 401k say looking like, Stip? And how'd you do in the settlement?
Oh, that's
Can you send over your financial papers? Yeah. I'll have my guy look over it, and I'll let you know if we can continue this conversation.
Yes.
Oh, it's like, you know, do you still do good? Have you picked anything up from Charter lately?
She asked me if I still do comedy. I go, that must be good. I know how much you love your family. And plus, they can help with Kasha. Yes, I still could do comedy. It is my career. It is how I can make people feel what I no longer feel. At this point, it is all I have. She goes, okay.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.